here's the hazardous weather outlook. This hazardous weather outlook is for portions of southeast New Mexico, southwest Texas, and western Texas. Day one, today and tonight, elevated fire weather conditions are expected this afternoon across the Guadalupe Mountains, Van Horn Corridor, and Davis Mountains. Days 2 through 7, Sunday through Friday, critical fire weather conditions are possible across much of the area on Monday afternoon and evening. Spotter information statement, spotter activation is not anticipated. The current time is 8:47 a.m. Central Daylight Time. The following are the 8 a.m. Central Daylight Time area weather observations. At Pegas, the sky was clear. The temperature was 44 degrees, the dew point 37, and the relative humidity 76%. The wind was northwest at 5 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.04 inches and rising. At Fort Stockton, clear. The temperature was 53 degrees, the dew point 47, and the relative humidity 79%. The wind was south at 9 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.06 inches and rising. At the Winkler County Airport, the sky was clear. The temperature was 52 degrees, the dew point 50, and the relative humidity 93%. The wind was southeast at 6 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.03 inches and rising. At Alpine, the sky was clear. The temperature was 54 degrees, the dew point 38, and the relative humidity 56%. The wind was southwest at 9 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.20 inches and rising. At Midland, clear. 57 degrees. The wind was south at 16 miles an hour. At Lubbock, partly cloudy. 53 degrees. The wind was southwest at 13 miles an hour. At Amarillo, cloudy. 46 degrees. The wind was south at 8 miles an hour. At Albuquerque, mostly cloudy. 46 degrees. The wind was southeast at 3 miles an hour. At Roswell, partly cloudy. 45 degrees. The wind was calm. At Artesia, clear. 48 degrees. The wind was south at 5 miles an hour. At Homs, clear. 50 degrees. The wind was south at 10 miles an hour. At Carlsbad, clear. 45 degrees. The wind was northeast at 3 miles an hour. At El Paso, mostly cloudy. 57 degrees. The wind was southeast at 7 miles an hour. At Marfa, cloudy. 36 degrees. The wind was north at 5 miles an hour. At Abilene, clear. 57 degrees. The wind was south at 17 miles an hour, gusting to 23. At Dallas-Fort Worth, partly cloudy. 59 degrees. The wind was south at 12 miles an hour, gusting to 21. The 8:47 a.m. Central Time West Texas MesoNet observations brought to you as a collaborative effort between the National Weather Service and the Texas Tech National Wind Institute. Coinosa, 57 degrees with a east-southeast wind at 10 miles an hour. Persimmon Gap was 60, calm wind. It was 60 at Guadalupe MTNS Park, south-southwest wind at 15. Big Lake, 59, south at 21. At St. Lawrence, it was 59, wind south at 17. Andrews was 57, wind south-southwest at 13. It was 53 at Seminole, with a southwest wind at 9. Tarzan, 58, with a south wind at 14. Hobbs, 52, south-southwest at 9. And now, here is the National Weather Service forecast for the Upper Trans-Pecos, including Pecos, Mentone, and Wink. Today, sunny. Highs in the lower 90s. South winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, shifting to the west in the afternoon. Gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows in the mid mid-50s. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Sunday, increasing clouds. Highs in the lower 90s. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Gusts up to 25 miles an hour in the afternoon. Sunday night, mostly cloudy. Lows 50 to 60. Southeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts to around 25 miles an hour. Monday, mostly cloudy. Highs in the upper 80s. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, increasing to west 20 to 25 miles an hour with gusts to around 35 miles an hour in the afternoon. Monday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 50s. Tuesday and Tuesday night, mostly clear. Highs in the mid-80s. Lows 44 to 58. Wednesday and Wednesday night, mostly clear. Not as warm. Highs in the lower 70s. Lows 44 to 49. Thursday, mostly sunny. Warmer. Highs in the mid-80s. Thursday night and Friday, mostly clear. Lows in the mid-50s. Highs in the upper 80s. Visit weather.gov/Midland, your comprehensive weather information source.